This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian missiles have shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Emergency workers battled flames and rescued civilians from apartment buildings in Kyiv. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says one person was killed, six injured.
It's maybe symbolic aggression.
The attack came with Western leaders meeting in Europe, preparing to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. President Biden speaking with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the start of the G7 meeting.
We have to stay together. Yeah. Because Putin has been counting on from the beginning. And somehow NATO and the G7 would splinter. But we haven't, and we're not going to.
Good messages that we all made it to stay united, which obviously Putin never expected.
I'm Ben Thomas.
South African police are investigating the deaths of at least 21 people at a nightclub in the coastal town of East London Sunday, and authorities say most of the victims were minors, as young as 13-year-old. It's unclear what led to the deaths of the young people who were reportedly attending a party to celebrate the end of winter school exams. Local newspaper Daily Dispatch reported that bodies were strewn across tables and chairs without any visible signs of injuries. The police minister said the victims' ages ranged between 13 and 17, raising questions about why the underage children were being served alcohol. The owner of the club told local media he was called to the scene early Sunday morning. Quote, "I am still uncertain about what really happened, but when I was called in the morning, I was told the place was too full and that some people were trying to force their way into the tavern," he said. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report into sexual harassment and the assault of women working in Western Australia's mining industry finds systematic and horrific levels of abuse. Lawmakers are now calling for much-needed reforms to protect female employees in this multi-billion dollar resources sector. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
After almost a year of investigations, an inquiry by state lawmakers has concluded Western Australia's multi-billion dollar mining sector failed to protect women from sexual predators. Its report said that victims had faced violence, stalking, grooming, and threats to their jobs. Australian Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins said that immediate change was needed in the mining industry. Jenkins is one of seven commissioners at the Australian Human Rights Commission. She said the inquiry has highlighted the unacceptable treatment of women. The probe into allegations of abuse in the resources sector was ordered after several women detailed allegations to the police of sexual misconduct at major Western Australian mines. Lawmakers found that female workers at remote facilities frequently have to deal with sexual harassment and sexual assault. Many incidents were ignored by employers. BHP and Rio Tinto were among the companies to appear before the committee. The mining giant said during the inquiry they'd fired staff over assaults and misconduct. The companies said they'd boosted safety measures, including better security cameras, stricter limits on alcohol consumption, and more thorough reporting procedures for complaints. Australia's federal government said it would examine whether concerns highlighted by the inquiry could be addressed at a national level. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Part of wooden stands collapsed during a bullfight in central Colombia, sending spectators plunging to the ground and killing at least four people and injuring 30 seriously. Authorities said the disaster took place in the stadium in the city of El Espinal in Tolima State during a traditional event that features members of the public entering the ring to engage the bulls. Recapping our top story, Russia has shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital with a missile attack as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. Kiev's mayor speculated the airstrikes were a symbolic attack before a NATO summit starting Tuesday. A former U.S. commander in Europe said they were also a signal to the group of seven leaders meeting Sunday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.